And good day everyone, it's Mac here, McCoggan, on Tuesday, a very snowy Tuesday, the 3rd of April. It's wild. I'm looking out the window now from my study office room and it's blowing extremely hard and the snowy flakes are falling very heavily. I'm kind of hoping this is going to pass over real quick this morning and it's doesn't seem to be lying on the roads as such, but it's certainly lying in the garden and on the top of the houses. But it's very heavy flakes, so we'll see. Anyway, this book is basically an update on the subject of audio recording and basically vocals. You know, I'm kind of going into this little project of mine's and audio and video, but mostly audio at the moment. I'm trying to concentrate on that, and I've been really studying, watching videos on YouTube, reading up, and basically what I want to do, the first move would be to get a really good roving mic, one that will work well with the iPhone 4S, and obviously my Mac. But I have had to write down quite a long list of remits for that microphone, which has led me to not make a decision up until basically last night, this morning, on the model I'm going to go for. I'll do the remit first. This may bore some people, or it probably will bore a lot of people, but if you're interested, then maybe worth a listen on. Okay, the mic had to be of good quality. It had to produce good sound and be adjustable. It had to be compact, so when I wasn't using it, it would basically tucked away in a pocket somewhere. I wanted it to be unobtrusive when I was using it for myself or for the little interviews I've got planned now, and hope to do much more, or have more plans, I should say, for the future. It had to be unobtrusive, so I didn't want to have a microphone that I would be waving around. Well, apologies for that. I had to answer my phone. Where was I? Yes. I didn't want to be waving a microphone back and forward twixt myself and the interviewee, or even recording maybe sounds in nature or things, sounds of the city as it were. So I didn't really want to be holding a mic out in front of me. So that was another one. As I said, I had to work with iPhone and Mac, and whereas if it was a digital input, that would be even better. It just saves some manipulating of files. So if it would record in digital and straight into the iPhone or straight into the Mac, then that would be even better. And a facility to allow monitoring, so that you can have your headphones on and monitor. Exactly. I'm sorry, so many distractions this morning. I was saying there that, I wanted to be able to monitor exactly what was being said in the microphone, what was being recorded. And so that was another feature. And because the microphone that I'm about to mention actually plugs into the 32-pin port on the bottom of the iPhone, that leaves the headphone jack just as accessible as ever, and so you can plug in earphones or line out if you want. So I had a look at the Zooms. Slandy Stefano had mentioned the Zoom H4. I'd already been looking at the Zoom H2. Great items, but they are different items, and they also meant more of a handheld item or unit to when you were out recording, out and about. So, after all the study, I came down to the one that sounded great, amazing difference between one thing and another, had all these qualities, and is digital, is the Blue Makey. If you've never heard it, Blue is a very well known, well, it is to me now, I didn't know about them before, but Blue is a very well known company regards audio recording, and they make some amazing microphones. Some of them are very expensive, to be honest. But the Blue Makey, as I said, this is the new digital one, the latest model. I think it only works with the iPhone 4S and the latest iPod Touch, I think. And as I said, it plugs into a 32-pin port, and it has also a mini USB port for separate charging, because if you don't want to drain your iPhone's battery. And it also has line in, so you can actually go plug in, say, a lav mic, if I wanted to do something like that, pick up a lav mic and clip it onto a lapel and put that in through the Mikey, which would then go through the phone, and it's all digital. And or you could put in, for example, a guitar, which I don't play, so, but you can. It's designed for music, and a lot of the YouTube videos are showing musicians actually using this to record, and it seems they're very, very pleased with its operation. So the Blue Makey Digital retails here about £72 or £79, which is great, and is very flexible and has many monitoring modes, which is great. And it may actually double as a desktop mic. I will try it out in that, but failing that, and I may just anyway go for the Blue Yeti, which retails about the same price. It's an amazing futuristic looking beastie, and it is getting great reviews as well. So that's USB, so that would be static on the desktop, and it would look great with my setup as I have just now with all my Apple stuff. The Mikey's aesthetics would fit in very nicely indeed, and also has great recording reviews. So I'm going for the Blue Makey Digital. I will probably shortly after that go for the Yeti as a desktop version. So just some insight into the kind of research I've been doing over the past couple of weeks and the outcome of it, and I will, once I get it, I will let you know how I get on with it. But going by what I've heard, what I've read, what I've seen, I don't think I'll be disappointed whatsoever in it. So I'll leave it at that just now, because there's loads to do, loads of other things to catch up on. Oh, and I should mention that I have been messing about with GarageBand on the Mac, but more so on the iPhone. I'm just absolutely amazed at what this app can do on the iPhone. I mean, it's just brilliant, brilliant stuff for an app. I think it was £2.99 I paid for it. It's just absolutely stunning stuff. And you can lay down your own tracks, build these tracks up. And I've been just playing around with it and building up some stuff, just basically messing around. But my intention is, I have some videos, short videos, that I want to add backing music to. And so my intention is to compile some tracks on the GarageBand on the iPhone, and then add these as backing tracks to the short videos and complete it as a package. What else have I been doing? Well, basically that's it. I have been looking at iMovie on the phone, but that's a different story, although GarageBand can come into that as well for, as I said, the tracks. But it's mostly audio I've been messing about with, so As I said at the beginning of this, it could be all very boring stuff for many of you, but I'm quite sure there's some there that might be interested in my research, my findings, and of course there'll be some that are way ahead of me, because this is basically just something new that I've got into. But I'm really, really keen to get on, and appreciate any assistance on anything at all from anybody, whatever. If you've got an idea, if you've got a recommendation, or if you think I should know about something, I would be very grateful indeed if you would get back to me and give me your feedback, give me your thoughts. So, bye for now.